Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave to become an encyclopedia saleswoman, even though nobody buys encyclopedias anymore, it's Alexis Thompson.
Not till they hear my pitch. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to want one again. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, I would like that slightly wet copy of the letter L, please.
L. Slightly wet?
Yeah.
I would like the R/S. R-S, yeah.
Got
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Good morning to all of you. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your life. You woke up alive. Congratulations. First and foremost, congratulations on that. Welcome to American Red Cross Giving Day. Welcome to a whole day for whole grain. Welcome to Celebrate Exchange Day. Welcome to Holy Wednesday. Welcome to International Whiskey Day. Welcome to Appreciate Manatees Day. Welcome to National Joe Day. So celebrate a Joe in your life. Welcome to Little Red Ragin' Day, Scribble Day, Paella Day, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Welcome to World Theater Day, and welcome to your coffee, everybody.
Mm.
Welcome to your coffee.
I want to go to there.
Cheers.
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 Mm.
Very nice.
Very nice. Not much going on, is there?
Right.
Not much happening.
No big news, nothing.
No.
Yeah.
Lex, anything happening? Anything happen with you? Nothing?
Yeah, no. I've got no news, yeah.
Holly, anything happen with you?
No, it's cold outside.
That's fine.
Sure is.
Well, yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody. We'll be right back.
Let's just go home.
Let's just go. Okay, can we? Let's go. Holly, do we have a rerun pulled up? Can we do... Let's do it.
Well, I'm just going to run this, okay?
It's back. Hit it, Bradley.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh. Can we run that? Can we run that on repeat?
Yep.
Just for 3 hours.
Yep, 3 hours.
Enter.
Of a station promo. Well, hey, I mean, look, there's some legitimate prizes in there, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. True. But no, I just mean, let's cut it just Bradley singing for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Final answer?
Nope, sorry, I got a rotator on there.
It's fine, it's fine. Just Bradley.
You got to do it.
Yeah, just
pick
3 hours.
Pick your own prize.
Then we can go back home. Go to bed. I don't know if I could go back to sleep. Yeah, I'm sure I could. It'd take me a minute. I could go back to sleep right now. Anyway, easily. So, chances are, if you're listening to us, you listen to the station, and if you listen to the station, chances are you've heard. Lori and Julia yesterday announced on their show that come the end of June, they too are going to devote their life to selling encyclopedias with Alexis.
That's right. Yeah, we're starting a business.
They're starting. Oh, that's great. I love it.
It's encyclopedias and body perks.
Perfect.
Yeah. That seems like a great combo.
Mm-hmm. Nipples and noggin.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we need alliteration. Yeah. You know, why not?
Exactly. No, Lori and Julia are wrapping up their show come the end of June. And the press release and then Amy or Dan or whoever wrote the email, Amy and Dan are our big bosses. Perfectly written, because you can all imagine, you all know Lori and Julia well enough to know that conversation about vacation probably happened exactly like that.
Yeah.
I did laugh out loud when I read. I'm like, oh, wow, what's this? You know, you look at the body of the post. I'm like, what's this? Oh, it's a back and forth. And then I read the back and forth and laughed out loud. But yeah, they're stepping away. Lori wants to enjoy her life and go on vacation whenever she damn well pleases. And Julia's right there with her. Doesn't want to do the show without her and doing her own thing.
Yeah. I'm really happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
That, they made the choice. It's sad for us. But I have to admit, when I saw the... I missed the phone call from our boss with the three of us. Sorry, I was on the phone with my sister in Denmark. And I ended up seeing the social media posts. And I was like, wait a second. What am I reading right now? What? And then I went to listen to their announcement, which I encourage you, if you can, listen to hour two of yesterday's LoJ. Because that's when they made the announcement. It was really cute. It's like, sit down, everybody. And then even in their announcement, they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. Lori's just like, I want more time to fart around. And then she acronymed it. And so, you know, you got to.
Which the Star Tribune used in their article, which cracked me up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. But oh, my gosh. So, you know, that they have some humor around it and just the sweetness of, you know, just. Grateful for the honor to be able to do this every day. And for 22 years, that's a long time. So
long run for anybody.
Yeah. And so we'll have a nice 3-month goodbye, which is fab.
Holly.
Yeah. MTFA. More time to fart around.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Yes. At 22 years. 22 years broadcasting the show.
Yeah.
You know, and both Lori and Julia talking in the 4 o'clock hour on, hey, you know, it's time to live life in a different way. The things that we have adjusted in our lives throughout the years to do the show and, you know, all the hours that we've been doing and, you know, being honest, talking about different life shifts. Things happen in life and you look at things in a different way. And yeah. You're like 22 years.
Parents dying. I'm sure. Yeah. Lori mentioned.
Yeah. Lori mentioned that. Yeah. So being, you know, vulnerable, honest and hilarious all at the same time. All of the reasons we love Lori and Julia here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have it queued up in the next segment. We'll play a little, if you missed it, a little bit of their announcement. Yeah, and Julia mentioned this toward the end. It is a testament to who we work for. Lori and Julia are right. This does not usually happen in this business. I just want to point that out too. That you don't usually get to craft your own goodbye. Your goodbye is crafted for you, and it usually goes like this. Hi, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. And then the next day, it's, Sal and Cooter in the morning. You know, it's something, it's a new show. That's usually your goodbye. Your goodbye is your goodbye from the previous show. Mm-hmm. That's usually how it works. But we've been lucky. This company has afforded, you know, in our time here, we've seen many a beautiful goodbye, and that's beautiful goodbye. There's a great song, actually. A guy named Josh has a song called Beautiful Goodbye. That's really what this is going to be. 3 months of a beautiful, long Minnesota, the long LoJ goodbye, a long Minnesota goodbye, and they deserve it. Dan said it in the official email that he sent to the staff. I think he said in the press release too. The other thing I wanted to acknowledge is we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. We said it many times. Yeah. I mean, station wouldn't. We've said it, haven't we, Lex? I mean, for years we call them the big head on the billboard. They led the way, and without them, this is not an overstatement. It's not hyperbole. The station would not be here. Mm-hmm. They were the first ones to grab, and this is not a knock on any other show, including Ian and Marjorie or the Satellite Sisters or Kevin or anybody, whatever iteration the midday shows were, including our show. Mm-hmm. Lori and Julia were the first ones to grab attention for the station. And that is especially back in those days, that's no small feat. Mm-mm. They got the cover of MSP Magazine. And I remember thinking, I really didn't know them. I think at Channel 9. I was at Channel 9 at the time. And I'm just like, who the hell are these two? And what is the station for women?
Yeah.
They grabbed attention.
Sure did.
And brought attention and kept that light on this station for 22 years.
That is
a hell of a run.
I did not know what My Talk was before I started working at My Talk, but I knew who they were. I knew who Lori and Julia were.
Interesting.
I had no idea what this place was before I started working here.
Yeah.
None. But even though I didn't even live around here, I knew for a big chunk of the time when My Talk was in its first kind of iteration.
Sure.
I knew who they were. I knew Lori and Julia. Cool. I'm like, oh yeah, I know them. Okay.
Not a small feat.
Absolutely
to do
not.
That.
No.
Not in this crowd. This is a very interesting media market. Very interesting as far as the people here, they know the local personalities. And to break through,
mm-hmm.
especially when they started, right, Lex? When they, I mean, this was a different era. As they pointed out, it was before really social media and before Perez Hilton. To break out in that environment, oh my goodness. Very, very hard to do. So for all of those reasons and more, they deserve every bit of attention over the next 3 months. When we come back,
I can't wait to see them in person.
Yeah.
I know. Wow. When we come back, if you did miss it, y'all, we'll play a little bit of their, as Alexis pointed out, their really funny, sweet, emotional, and downright hysterical. We wouldn't expect anything else from Message yesterday.
Well, hello, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And I know you like being smart. And you can be managing your money the smart way by opening a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. I did it. It couldn't have been easier. This is what I did. I made my appointment online. I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps. And I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. And it's smart because there's no minimum balance. It's smart because there's no monthly fees. And it's smart because my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, they have a network of 40,000. Yeah. 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. That's pretty smart. And when you choose Royal, you're getting all those free services, more free services, and a financial partner you can grow with. So join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org to open an account online or make an appointment. And go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, for more.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Lori and Julie announced yesterday that they are stepping down at the end of June. It's perfect. They love Pride, and My Talk is going to wrap Pride up in a Lori and Julia bow. Many more details to come, I would imagine.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
From the powers that be. No pun intended on that one, but.
Put them on a flag. Rainbow flag.
Yeah, and their anniversary. Their broadcasting anniversary is in the month of June.
Yeah. And cool. Then I loved it, Lori, or we won't be able to play the whole thing, but I think at the end of it, I think from what Lori said, this was her, Julia. Lori wanted to go through the fair, perhaps, and then Julia said, nope, she wants a cabin summer. So Julia decided to move it to June. I think that's how it went. Anyway. Here's a little bit. We're going to shut our mouth. Here's a little bit. If you missed it yesterday at the very beginning, Lori kicking off the big announcement in their second hour. As Alexis said, you can hear this yourself, the whole darn thing. And they talked about it in the third hour, too, from yesterday's show. Take a listen.
All right. Listen, I want people to sit down. Make sure their seatbelts are buckled extra tight.
Turn on your lights. There's a storm going on.
But sit down, kids, because we need to talk. We need to talk. The most dreaded words that anyone hears in any relationship, we need to talk.
And they quote Joan Rivers, can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk for a second?
So the news is, and I'll just get to it right away, is that Julie and I are ending our show. We're not ending it today. It'll be in 3 months.
I'm pausing it right there because I was wondering. I wonder how many people thought that maybe it was a joke right there, like the people listening, because you know there was no, it was just a random damn Tuesday. It was a Tuesday in their second hour. You know what I mean? Like, not at the top of the show where we often, Lex, have to deliver various degrees of news. But their second hour. I just thought, if you're just listening and you're in your car, you're like,
What?
What?
That's what I felt looking at the social media posts. Like, it's dialogue between them and our bosses. And it was just like, oh, I'm reading. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold up now. Oh.
I had to kick Mr. Big. I told Holly, I kicked Mr. Big off the couch. I was napping. And the Dark Lord calls. And it's not the news that you would expect on a Tuesday afternoon watching the snow come down. So, yeah.
Oh, so he called too?
Oh, I mean, B. Arthur, the Dark Lord.
Oh, the other Dark Lord.
The female Sith. The female Sith. Yeah.
Did they talk at all?
Sorry, real quick. No.
Did they mention, did you talk to our boss, the female Sith?
The female Sith Lord, yeah.
The Sith Lord, about the announcement. Was there any, conversation about Tuesday in the second hour and why? No. Or they just felt like they needed to just say it?
Holly, wasn't at the very end, she goes, Holly and I, we didn't say much. I mean, right, Holly? We didn't say much.
I was half awake.
Me too.
And I called and I'm like, oh, what does she want? Okay.
Me? I did the same thing.
All right.
Holly, I almost didn't answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Same. But I was like, all right, I'll be good.
Yeah. I thought it was odd. And I'm like, I was on my couch. And I had my phone on the armrest, Lex.
Yeah.
And I went like this. I looked and I'm like, I crouched my, I craned my neck to see who it was.
Yeah.
And I saw the Wicked Witch picture, because that's not a joke. A B. Arthur's profile picture on my phone is the Wicked Witch of the West. And I looked, I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm like, well, it's a weird time.
Something.
Well,
yeah.
Lex, she knows we nap.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay. I picked it up and she was, hi. I'm going to put you on a, Lex, no hello, no, this is, Holly, you didn't hear this part. Lex, it was no moment of like, hi, I need to talk to you and Alexis and Holly about something. I'm going to put you on hold. This is quite literally, I woke up and she goes like this.
Hi, hold on a minute. I'm going to comfort you in with Alexis and Holly.
That was it.
She didn't even say that to me. I didn't even realize Jason was on the call until you started talking. I was like,
she's real good at setup.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason's here. That's great.
Yeah, Holly, I got the, hold on, I'm trying to connect Alexis and Holly.
Nope.
Yeah. So then,
I missed that then.
Oh, yeah.
I would have definitely been like, why Tuesday in the second
half?
Well,
yeah, why are we doing a conference call? What's going on? I don't know. Yes. Where am I in time and space?
Yeah, and it was at the very end, Lex. She goes like this, so she tells us the news.
Yeah.
I think, Holly, you said one thing. I think I said it. I jokingly yelled at Mr. Big because I knocked him off. B laughed about that and she goes, okay, if you want to listen, it's going to be in the 4 o'clock hour. Bye. And that was it. I'm not, Holly, am I joking?
It's like 10:04. Got it. Over and out.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Peace. Peace.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for the warning.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the communications business.
We are.
Yeah.
Back to the announcement.
Well, now we got to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, you'll hear more of it. Oh my goodness. And again, if you want to hear the whole darn thing for yourself, go to the podcast link on mytalk1071.com or on the podcast. You'll see hour 2 and 3 for LoJ yesterday. We'll be right back with some headlights. Headlights.
Yeah, turn them on right now if you're out driving. Good reminder, Jace.
Yeah, thank you, sweetie. Kenny's coming up, too. We'll be right back.
GTR Roofing, GTRRoofingInc.com. Check out the services they offer. Of course, roofing is in the name, but of course, they can help you with all of your exterior projects. Soffit, fascia, siding, gutters, windows, decking. They've got you. Now's the time to get ahead of those spring projects. Even though it doesn't feel like spring right now. But, hey, call GTR Roofing today. Have them out for an estimate. You can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. Just mention me or My Talk. Of course, JTR Roofing has a lot of experience working with insurance, so they'll help you with that. And they proudly serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. Residential, commercial, multi-housing properties, they can do it all. So, you're looking for great work, quality materials, and your home exterior not only looks good, but will last as well. Give JTR Roofing a call, 651-777-7394, jtrroofinginc.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Billions and billions served since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what this means, Lex, if we can make this about ourselves for just a second.
Oh, no. I think I know what you're going to say.
You ready?
Yeah.
What am I going to say, Lex?
Lori and Julia are going to be having fun farting around, and we're now the old farts.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We.
Yeah, we are.
We are the. We're the old ones.
We are the old ones.
We're Lex, we're the old ones, girl. We used to sing the song before. Lex and I used to sing the song before it was legitimate. The old gray mare, she ain't what
she used to be.
Colin came home and he was processing it too. And I said, you know, obviously talked about Lori and Julia for an inordinate amount of time. And then I said, you know what this means? And he goes, what? And I go, Lex and I are the Golden Girls now. Like we're in the house in Miami. Like Lori and Julia are moving out, and we're now there, Lex. Like we're there. Holly, you're there too. You're younger than us, but damn it, by guilt by association, Holly.
You're ready for cheesecake and the lanai.
That's
oh my
where
god,
we are
and the
now.
Moo Moo life.
Oh, Moo Moo life.
We're in Moo Moo life right now.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
And we're each getting our own golf carts.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm going to put a little South Fork sticker on mine. That's going to be so great.
Oh,
anyway,
nice. Oh, yeah.
I like you that. Can bedazzle yours. Yeah.
I'll have all the loofahs.
Yeah. Holly, you'll have all,
just all of them.
Every color.
Yep.
Yeah. Back to the announcement. Lori and Julia wrapping up their show after an incredible 22-year run. So they can
not
fart
for 3
around.
Months, though.
Yeah. Not for 3
they
months,
wanna
girl,
fart
please.
Around, right.
Long Minnesota goodbye. That's what we do around here. Here's a little bit more of the announcement. We'll add commentary here and there.
It started with me. So if you're gasping or want to be mad at someone, be mad at me because it started with me first. Remember, we don't have a Grand Canyon of age differences, but 4 years makes a difference at 16 and 20 and 60 and 64. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That hit me. I never thought about it that way. That right?
Mm-hmm.
That just, anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. And mm-hmm. when my dad died last summer, I mean, I don't know if I had some kind of magical thinking that my parents were going to live forever. But maybe I did because they were teenage parents. But when my dad died, it just shook me to my core. Julia, you know, you've lost
your dad.
It's been
10 years since my dad died.
You miss him a million ways.
All
and
yep.
But it made me think about, you know, it made me think about, oh, you know, I still have my mom and, oh, look at my earthly number. I really am not a teenager.
And you even said it out loud.
I said it out loud. I never said it out loud. Yeah, I know. But anyway, you know, my face doesn't match. Or my insides don't match my outside. Or don't. Earth ears and anyway. But I just really kept letting myself think about it. Being able to go on a 3-week vacation.
Yes.
Being able to go out to Seattle and be with my mutti and actually spend a week with her. I haven't spent a week with my mom since I was probably in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And be able to just, I came up with a military term being an Air Force brat. And I knew Dan, our mean boss, our lovely boss, but he's always felt that, you know, I was always very aggressive with asking for vacation and encouraging other talk show hosts to ask for vacation.
You shouldn't come in here without 5 months vacation.
If anyone could do this, they would have replaced us with anybody. But I call it, I don't like the word retirement because I don't know what I'm going to say yes to. And I want more time to fart around. I like another word better, but we'll just call it MTFA. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need, is more time to fart around. And if you think about it, you guys, we've been on the air since 2002. There wasn't the internet. Mm-hmm. There weren't smartphones. We had flip phones. And there wasn't even TMZ or Perez Hilton.
They were literally, they said it later in the announcement, they were buying magazines. They had to buy, because
yeah, they used to go to Schindler's downtown Minneapolis to buy their magazines for the show.
Yeah. Wow. And we still joke with them that Donnie used to print out, what was it, Lex? Like Herman Melville, like Moby Dick sized amounts of paper, reams of paper.
Yeah, at least a half a ream, Michelle.
Oh, a ream.
Yeah, you'd get the packet. Because when I would fill in, because I filled in a lot with Lori and Julia over the years.
Yeah.
And I would get, Donnie would open the door of the control room and he would hand me the packet.
The packet.
It was highlighted.
Yeah, well, I did the highlights myself.
Oh, okay. He would highlight that for low check.
Yeah, not for me. No. But yes, that is true.
Yeah.
But I thought about you, Lex, when Lori was, I thought about you when Lori was pointing out just the simple joy of being able to spend a week with her mom. You know what I mean? Just what a gift that is. And I think about it with me having my mom here, you know, being able to do that, just having the freedom to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. You thought about me, huh?
Yeah, because you always talk. No. I thought about you because you and your mom are so close.
Yeah.
And she comes up here all the time. You go to San Diego. And I just thought that would hit you.
Yeah.
You would relate, or that would spark something.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In your heart with Lori. But
yeah.
Good for them. I can't say that I'm altogether surprised. I've grown closer to Lori over the years. Not closer, but it was funny. I started would bond more with Julia, and still to this day. But something, and I'm real grateful for this. I got closer to Lori, not in comparison to Julia, but just closer to Lori. She always scared me. Lori always scared me. But over the last few years, we've gotten closer, and I had a feeling. I had a B. Arthur's phone call was surprising, just because it's B. But I wasn't surprised at the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And we said it here, Lex, when Lori started doing the Hawaii thing.
Yeah.
And I know the bosses grumbled and people grumbled, and some of you listening didn't like it. But we always thought, and Lex, you said it too. Good for her. Go enjoy your life, man. Go do it. If a month doing the show, and she was still working.
Yeah.
If a month doing. If
it's fun stuff to talk about, too. The hotties on the beach. And,
right, Lex? The show benefits. Yeah. It's a whole new, you know, Lori has more stories. I mean, you guys got to think about it. And they pointed this out, too. This isn't a woe. This isn't a, oh, my God, our jobs are joyous. These are easy. We're not digging ditches. We're not roofing houses.
No.
But when Lori was doing the Hawaii thing, I thought, well, it's a double positive. Lori gets to enjoy her life, do what she wants. And what a great refresh for the show.
Yes.
Right, Lex? It's new stories. I mean,
stuff
Lori
to talk
goes,
about.
Yes.
You got 3 hours every day. Well,
thank you. Hallelujah, Lex. We got to fill this. We got 3 hours.
We have songs we can just go, okay, play that beautiful bean music or whatever.
And now it's time for Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
So we can pee. We're going to play Stairway to Heaven so we can pee.
Yep.
But I say that again. I want to be very clear. These are joyous, blessed jobs. I mean, there's a finite number of these jobs, and we have one of them. My point is, we were always very, very happy that Lori got to do that.
Yeah.
And now Julia gets to, too.
Well, and having a spouse who's already retired, I'm sure that Casey has been retired for a few years now, who's actually is Julia's brother and married to Lori, in case you didn't know that. But they are sister-in-laws and been friends forever. So, you know, I can imagine from Julia's point of view to have to do the show with someone else. That would be wouldn't, you know, maybe it wouldn't feel right, or it's just time.
Julia put it really well at the end, toward the end. She said, Lori sped up my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she, you know, people use that term as far as a pandemic, that the pandemic sped some things up that were inevitable. I think for Julia, Lori making this decision first, well, Julia said it, we don't have to guess, it sped up Julia's plans.
Oh, for sure.
And I think they're both just going to have a blast. And I'm sure it will, once June whatever comes around, and I'm sure, knowing B. Arthur, we'll find out the last date about 4 days before it happens. I'm sure before June whatever happens, uh-huh, when the email comes out at 4 p.m., it will not be the last we hear from those knuckleheads. I'm sure they will be around. I have a funny feeling. So, again, you can hear the whole thing in the second and third hour of yesterday's Lori and Julia podcast. And if they're listening to this, Lori, Julia, I'm sure you love that we spent three segments on you. You're welcome.
Yes, we love you.
They used to make fun of us when we would start drama on the station for whatever fun drama. And they're like, wow, you're welcome for giving you content.
Yeah. Hey, that was a lot of content. Thanks, guys.
I'm deserving of all that time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We could do the whole show on
it. We could.
Oh, my goodness.
The memories, and I'm sure we will.
Our stories. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, Lori and Julia, we spent three segments on you. You're welcome. We're going to take a break. When we return, dear friends, nasty crusty crusts, we have that, and let's do some food. You know, let's talk some food. We usually do it earlier, but we're all discombobulated. Let's do some blue milk, some bourbon, whiskey. We got, hey friends, I know you're looking for some seafood options this week and next week. I always love seafood, but Run to Red, and I know what you're thinking, Red Cow for seafood? Yeah. Running to Red just doesn't mean burgers. Red Cow has amazing options. First, their shrimp appetizer. You know what I'm going to say. It's my favorite appetizer that they've launched in a long time. That peanut shrimp. Oh, it's so good with the dragon sauce. And they also have an amazing fish sandwich. And I know what you're thinking here. Okay, what's so special about a fish sandwich? Well, you know this. Most fish sandwiches, like a fried fish sandwich, is either cod or haddock. Well, this is beer battered mahi, American cheese, shredded lettuce, and their tartar sauce. And then fish and chips. I love me some fish and chips. Beer battered whitefish, Red Cow sauce, and their homemade coleslaw. So this weekend, grab your family and friends, and don't just think of Running to Red for burgers or those chips and dips. Run to Red for some fish.
Miss you. Ooh, I gotta put on some lipstick because these crusty crusts. These crusty crust lips I got. Oh, I can't find my lip. My little lip balm. Here you go.
Thank you, Tracy. Welcome back.
Good idea, Tracy.
Yeah, that's our friend Tracy right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Tracy, how's your man doing?
I am his woman, so what error?
Okay, just checking. We just want you to be happy. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hey, speaking of crusty crusts.
Uh-oh.
Holly, I hear you have some crusty crust news.
I do have crusty crust news. And I think this affects everyone across the land, because whether you want to admit it or not, you got some crusty crust underwear in that drawer.
Lex, oh, I thought you were talking about someone's ashy feet.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what are crusty crusts? Is that like eye boogers?
Both applicable. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, is this toe jam? What is this?
No.
Okay.
This is a crusty crust.
Oh, yeah. Underwear. We got them. We got them. We all know we got them.
You know that you have them.
Yeah.
And maybe you're tired of your crusty crust underwear. Well, Duluth Trading Company is doing a promo event that is designed for you.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
If you're ready to break up with your crusty crusts.
Lex?
Yes.
You're holy.
I've got a few pair I can bring, actually. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, yeah, I got them.
Yeah, you got holy, stretched out, tired,
ooh,
threadbare, old underwear.
Sure do.
Okay, great.
The Kirkland,
great.
Do I need to go to Duluth?
Is Kraken? Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why you go get more Felinas in Costco. Six pack.
Felina, is that the brand?
Yeah.
Ooh, how feminine.
It is. Ooh. The high-waisted granny panties, baby.
Well, you can bring whatever kind of Krusty Krust underwear you got in the drawer.
We gotta go to Duluth?
Well, no, you have to go to...
Wait, didn't you say it's...
Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, okay.
Yes, please go to the city limits of Duluth. Hasn't that town gone through enough this week? First, people are peeing on their Cheerios.
Right?
And
Then we got Alexis Thompson driving up and dropping off an old sack of old
I'll trade you
underwear.
Holly, can't you see Lex on the pier just going, pulling over? Okay, I got my bag. Where do you want me to lay my underwear?
Yeah. Ma'am, I was told to come to Duluth to bring my old underwear.
I got them.
I got them.
I need to trade for some new ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
Lex.
So you don't go to Duluth. Where do you go?
We're never going to get through this. Go
You go to a Duluth Trading Company store.
Oh, okay.
There are 60
farts?
If you farted 60 times in those underwear, look.
Oh, blow out, baby.
Blow out, skid marks, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Bring your...
We're never going to get through this, Holly.
We're not.
Just release. It's not. It's just not. Don't release. I mean,
well,
yeah.
I will, and then I'm going to bring this pair of underwear to Duluth Trading Company on April 6th.
Okay.
April 6th is the day.
Hmm. Yeah.
Where if you go to your local Duluth Trading Company store.
Okay.
The first 300 customers in each store to bring a pair of their Krusty Krust underwear.
Yeah.
Has a chance to trade up for a complimentary pair of their viral buck naked underwear.
Ooh, is that like seamless?
I don't know.
My goodness.
But what I'm telling you.
I think how many people are going to call in that day?
Yeah.
They better provide some like gloves and masks and hazmat. Yeah.
Hazmat suit.
Get the whole thing going. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
You have to bring it. I hope they have to bring it in like a Ziploc or something.
Well, you would think. So here's how it works. You start at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can bring in any brand of old worn out underwear.
Ew.
And the old underwear collected throughout the program will be disposed of in provided bio bags.
Good. I'm glad they're not donating it somewhere.
I mean, panty thieves everywhere. Get to the back of the Duluth Trading Company.
Ew!
I'm just putting out the APB.
That's real, though. That is so real.
For all you sniff perverts out there.
I mean, that's like jackpot city for you.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? All of a sudden, they get this influx of, like, applications.
That's right.
And I want to start on April, what was it, 6th?
Yeah, I want to start on the 5th. Let's get training.
I need a train for a day.
Let me work the cash register.
There's holes in my gloves.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here's
big old pockets.
Yeah, here's your bio bag, sir or madam. Okay, great. We're just going to put them in the back. And in the back, I mean the back of my Ford Fiesta. And just drive away. And then it will be like, hey, whatever happened to Derek?
Yeah.
Well... That second day on the job was real tough.
Yeah, couldn't handle it.
Nope.
Ew,
yeah. All right, well, I mean, that's quite a promotion. Oh.
Wait, who's sniffing? Is that you, Derek?
It's Jason.
Okay. Now, Jason, I know you have a lot of side hustles, but...
Yeah, I know.
One more is just going to be too much.
Why are they doing this? No offense to the Duluth Trading Company. They're a great company. But why? What's the upside?
Oh, it's brilliant. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
You're right, Lex.
And
yeah.
I mean, maybe people are thinking like we need to trade. You know, and they also try their new underwear.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll like it and then go back and buy a bunch. Yeah.
Exactly. Buck Naked registered trademark. Also, their VP of product development said, wear them in. You could even wear your Krusty Krust and then put it in a bio bag
and then trade for
your new ones. He said, carry them in, schlep them in. We don't care how you bring them in. Just dig in your drawer for a pair of expired underwear and
dig in your
them.
Drawer for your drawers.
Yep. And trade them up at your local Duluth Trading Store, which, by the way, fun fact, Duluth Trading Company, based in Wisconsin.
Weird. Not in Duluth.
Weird.
Just a fun Seems fact. Like false advertising.
Where's the closest one to us?
I know there's one in Bloomington. Yes.
Hold on a minute. I'll see. It's a Duluth. Duluth. You looking too, Lex? Duluth.
Oh, yeah. You go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it, girl. I got it. Let's see here. Duluth Trading Company.
Uh-huh.
Underwear. Holly is right. The nearest one, we have one in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have one in the Fridley.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. It's right off the freeway. Yeah. 694.
And there's one in Woodbury, too.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry, West Metro. You got your skid-marked underwear, you're going to have to make a drive this weekend.
Yeah.
The weather looks good.
I'm looking at this buck-naked underwear right now. It looks very, really nice, but it says, I don't know how they can live up to this. It says, feels like wearing nothing at all. No pinch, no stink, no sweat.
That's also the line for our show, too.
How...
The old gray mare, she ain't.
Actually, ours is pinch, stink, sweat. That's all it's yes.
It's reversed.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite, Lex. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis is going to kick off the second hour with blue milk and bourbon. How about that? Blue milk and then some bourbon.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll be right back.
For Rebath. If you need a redo, go to Rebath. They are just wonderful. You can stop into their showroom. It's in Apple Valley, right on Galaxy Avenue. You'll see a replica of my bathroom and the choices that we made. And you'll also learn about the hundreds of options available to you, including Durabath, which is their exclusive brand. That's what we went with our countertop. It's, oh gosh, so easy to clean. And then, you know, I like a little extra sparkle, and there's little flecks of sparkle embedded into the material. And I just love that. And even more than 3 years, still loving my bathroom, and I think that you will love yours too. So you can stop into their showroom, or you can sign up at rebath.com to have a designer come to you, and they'll bring the showroom to you, look at your budget, look at your space, come up with a beautiful design. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Check out beautiful after pictures at rebath.com and sign up today.